Reishayin Zayin Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch discusses a case of somebody who forgot a candle on a tavla on a board from before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in the olden days they kept a candle on a board. Nowadays it could be a simple case of somebody who left a lit candle ala shulchan on the table. We're discussing a case where either you never intended to have the candle put down on the table, or even if it was intentionally put there before Shabbos, but you meant to take it off before Shabbos and it got forgotten there. And now by mistake we have this lit candle on the board or on the table on Shabbos. And you don't want it to be there. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can shake the board or shake the table and have the candle full, even if it's a lit candle, as long as it's not mechaven to make the candle go out. Not mechaven for malacha of mechaven. And Mishnah Berurah explains we're talking about a case where it's not a psik resha for it to go out, so it's davish emeskaven, it's not a psik resha, it's not for sure going to happen, so it's mutter. He brings the Meiri and other places again, we're talking about a case where you're going to shake the table or shake the tavla gently. If you do it in a rough way, then it's for sure a psik resha. We're talking about it in a gentle way. And the Ramah says that if it's possible to do it through a guy, it's better to do it with a guy. There's no big need to do it yourself. It's better to do it with a guy rather than doing it yourself. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if the Maril, it's mashma, if there's no guy available, it's still better to do it with a cotton. A cotton is better than a gadol. And Shulchan Aruch says, we're discussing a case where it's a wax candle or whatever it was, that there's no shemen there. But if it's a candle of shemen, so it's a candle in oil, so there, it's impossible they're going to be able to shake the nair off the table without either doing maver or mechaba, because the wick is either getting closer to the shaman or farther from the shaman, and either the flame get bigger or get smaller. We're talking about, let's say, a wax candle, which does not necessarily get bigger or smaller, and it's not a psik resha, so then you could shake the candle off the table on Shabbos, because the candle is muksa, but the table is not muksa, it was forgotten by mistake on the table. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody intentionally left this candle on the table going at the Shabbos, so now the table or the tavla becomes a basis of davar aser, something a base support for a davar aser, and that also becomes muksa on Shabbos, and there's no way now that it can be moved on Shabbos because it's a simple problem of muksa. Now the Mishnah Berurah says on Siman Shintes is a machlekes, what's considered the intended to have the candle on the table on Shabbos that makes the whole table into a basis? Does it have to be a case that you planned on having the candle on the table for the whole Shabbos? Or even if you only planned on having the candle on the table at the beginning of Shabbos, that's enough to make the buses, even if you intended for it to be removed in the middle of Shabbos. And there's an afkamina for a case where you planned on having a guy come and take the candle off the table in the middle of Shabbos. So is it buses or not? So this is a machlekes, if it's considered buses in such a case or not. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that in a case where there's no guy or there's no cotton available to shake the candle off the table on Shabbos, if it's a makom seda, a case of be a hefset for you to be machmer and to treat the table as muksa, you can semach, and those are a mekel in such a case, that the table is not considered a basis since you did not intend to have the candle on the table for the whole Shabbos, but rather only for part of Shabbos. Now there's another way to get around the basis issue, even if you did intend to have the candle on the table on Shabbos, and theoretically should be a basis. However, the Berurah says that if you also had be'ashmash at the beginning of Shabbos, either challah or something else that's needed for Shabbos, so those things are more chashev than the candle, or more chashev than the flame of the candle, which is the real ikar muksa over here. And it's considered basis davar aser davar mutter. When you have something like a table that's a base and a foundation, both for something that's muksa and for something that's not muksa, and the het of the non-muksa is more chashev, so that's the ikar, and the muksa is bottled to it, and then it does not create a basis. So therefore, if the table had at the beginning of Shabbos both the candle and the challah or something else that's needed for Shabbos, the table does not become muksa, and then you could shake the candle off of the table. In fact, if need be, if there's going to be a hefset by doing near, by shaking the candle off the table, you can actually carry the table to a different place and shake it off over there. Let's say the place where the table was, you needed to put something else at that spot, so then you can actually carry the table with the candles lit in it to a different place, because since the challah was on the table at the beginning of Shabbos, so the table did not become a basis davar aser, rather it's a basis davar aser davar mutter, and for this comes out the minhag, the ladies put a challah that's needed for Shabbos on the table for luchbenchen, it's a good minhag, this way the table can be carried on Shabbos as needed. Just if the lich, the candle is shemen, and not wax, if you're very careful to carry the table in a gentle way, they should not do maver or machaba by making the flame bigger or smaller. The Mishnah Berurah brings to the Brigadim, after the flame went out, then you should rather shake the licht off the table, the candle that's left, or the candle holder that's left on the table off the table, because since then, there's no reason why you can't carry it, you can't shake it off, it would not be a hefsid, so then you should rather shake it off rather than carry the table with the muksa candle on it. The Ramah says they allow to touch something that's muksa as long as by touching it's not necessarily going to move. Similarly to this, if you have a firm menorah in the shul, the big candelabra they have in the shul, the lit and there is a lid, you can touch it as long as not for sure going to shake.